Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour, on location today in Richmond, Virginia, in the old Supreme Court chambers in the Patrick Henry Building. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. Governor, the Virginia legislature has adopted a state version of the Federal Government Performance and Results Act. Could you tell us a little bit about your efforts to work closely during your first year as governor with the state agencies to more clearly define goals for the Commonwealth?
Sure. When I was elected governor, I had a series of meetings with each cabinet secretary, and they brought all their agency heads in. And so we would actually, in this very room, we would sit around and we would talk about previous efforts to define goals. And at the time, there had been goal-setting efforts that weren't particularly linked to budgeting. And also a weakness I thought of the goal-setting efforts was each agency had too many goals. And, you know, if you're trying to shoot at too many targets at once, it's hard to have the sustained progress toward the ones that are most critical. So I spent time with all of the agencies trying to get them to take the numerous goals and just, you know, give me what you think, you know, no more than five and hopefully no more than three, what you think are the key goals that express the core mission of your agency. And what is the appropriate measure for that goal? Where are you now? Where you want to be in 3 or 4 years? That was enormously helpful because, you know, some agencies did that and did it very well. Some, you know, frankly, would give me goals that were much more internal process goals rather than outcome goals. Some gave me goals that I would look at it and think, well, gosh, I don't really think that's the core mission of your agency. I mean, I could see that you would have that as a goal, but that doesn't really, if a citizen saw that goal, they wouldn't say, well, that's the core mission of the, you know, this or that agency. So it was a very helpful kind of dialogue and a reiterative process as we kind of improved, adjusted, modified. But again, the purpose of it all is to have each agency kind of express its core mission and express it in a way where I can use it to manage and the citizens can use it to determine kind of accountability and how we're succeeding.
That's fantastic. I mean, so many times organizations have a multitude of goals that at the end of the day really don't tell you a whole lot about the organization, much less to an outside constituent who is critical about what the organization is doing.
When I got elected to City Council of Richmond in 1994, I realized that with some other council members who were really smart at this stuff, that who were coming in knew that there was no strategic plan. So we started to do strategic planning, and the first few were kind of laughable because there would be 9 city council members. They would each have 10 goals, and so we'd have 90 goals in the strategic plan. Well, we laugh at that now, but we realized over the course of time that 90 goals was no strategic plan. By the time I finished my time in local government as mayor, you know, we would have a strategic plan over not a 1 year but a 2 year cycle that would just have, you know, 3 or 4 goals to it. And again, focusing on the areas where we most needed improvement. We put good people in place to try to run everything, but the areas where we most needed improvement, we would really set strategic goals, and there's been some of that same effort with our agencies.
Great. Now, the council is undertaking initiatives to promote citizen engagement. One step is to make information highly transparent and visible.
Mm-hmm.
To that end, you created a website called Virginia Performs.
Right.
Could you elaborate on your efforts to engage citizens, and what additional steps do you envision to foster more citizen participation?
This is a very critical thing. I'll talk a minute about Virginia Performs and then this effort to create civic engagement. Virginia Performs is an effort to make all this information about are we succeeding or aren't we? Where are we weak? Where are we strong? What are the goals we're shooting for? To make it all available to every citizen, every, you know, newspaper reporter, anybody writing a class report about, you know, performance in a public administration class on a campus, to make it all available and easy for citizens to understand. And so the Virginia Performs website, and you can just, you know, Google Virginia Performs and you'll find it, is a great website that puts all this information about state government in real time right in your hands. It divides the functions of state government into, you know, a set number of categories, 6 or 7. Within each category, there's a few data indicators that show here's why we think this is important. Here's what this particular measure will tell us. Here's where we are right now. In each measure, it shows where Virginia is against surrounding states, where Virginia is against the leading state in the nation. The data then we'll separate Virginia into regions to show the disparities among regions in that particular area. And so it's a very, very powerful website in giving information about whether we're successful or not. The website also links into all these agency goals that I mentioned. So you want to know something about a particular agency? Great. You can get into that agency, see what their goals are, see how they're doing. Say you don't know what the agency's names are, but you want to know, well, are their goals dealing with workforce development? Punch in workforce development, and it will pull up the different agencies that do workforce development as part of their key goal and how they're doing. So there's a variety of ways to search for information and get answers, but it's all designed to hold out this notion of, you know, performance matters to all citizens so that they can use it and they can hold us accountable.
Great. Now, what about citizen participation?
Citizen participation. We all have a feeling that the decline in citizen participation poses a real threat to being successful. Just a little illustration. My father-in-law was governor of Virginia. He was elected in 1969. And when he was elected, in that election, about 67 or 68% of registered voters in Virginia turned out to vote. Now, I was elected governor in 2005. By the time I was elected, about 46% of registered voters turned out to vote. If that continues to erode, I was given a graduation speech recently to a high school, and I said, we will have to create a new word, because there have been governments throughout time where a few people have run things without any input, but there's never been a system of government where there was near universal ability to participate, but the vast majority of people said, I can't be bothered with that, and chose not to participate. So we'll have invented a new form of government, and I hope we don't get to that point. So we have a sense that decline in citizen involvement is a threat to democracy, you know, bluntly. And so the idea of a Virginia Performs is one way to engage people is to let them have information so that they don't feel like state government is this big monolithic thing and a bunch of big buildings down in Richmond and not accessible to them. If we can give them information, that will be one way to engage them. There's also an effort underway by the council to, you know, go out into the regions, share the story about the Virginia Performs, share the story in the region about it. And you can get regional data, too, that will help your local officials make good policy decisions. And to get, just as we're setting goals for this, you know, we have a results team for these state goals that we want to hit. Well, maybe in the region you ought to pick a couple of things that are really important to your region and try to, again, in a collaborative way, pull people around the table to go after improvements.
That's great. What is the governor's management scorecard, or the GMS? Could you describe the scorecard performance categories and the scorecard process, and how does it foster a culture of accountability?
Yeah, the governor's management scorecard is another innovation that I've got to give credit to Governor Warner for, who came before me. His sense was, let's put in a fairly clear format standard expectations of agencies on what I would call the internal procedural goals. You know, are you managing your finances well? Do you have good human resources systems? How about other, you know, internal controls? And so these are largely internal measures of the management of an agency. These are not the external measures. Are you changing the third grade reading scores? Are you reducing the recidivism rate? But it is, are you, you know, managing these agencies, which are funded by, you know, people's tax dollars, in a smart way? And so we assess each agency on these criteria and use that usually with quarterly data to try to decide, you know, what agencies are doing well and where are the places where we need to come in and try to help.
Great. So could you tell us about your efforts to better link budget with performance? How does the introduction of the service area structure to the state budget assist you in this effort? And what are other plans being pursued to better link the state budget with government?
Well, you're asking a very timely question, because I'm working on this right now. And just a little bit for listeners, the Virginia governorship is a little odd on budgeting. So we do a two-year budget. When a governor gets elected, you know, I came into office and a two-year budget had just been prepared and presented to the legislature by my predecessor. So for my first 2 years in office, I'm basically dealing with a budget that was prepared by a predecessor, and I have the ability to suggest amendments, et cetera, but it's not really my budget. Then, beginning of my third year in office, I prepare a two-year budget that is really fully mine with my agency heads to present to the legislature, and then I prepare one more two-year budget on my way out the door and hand it to the next guy. So I am right now working on the two-year budget that I will control. And I'm trying to do that in a way that really focuses upon these performance measures and goals that I've had the agencies work on in my first year plus in office. I've used some of the performance measures already in amending the budget that Governor Warner handed over to me. So, for example, this year we're in year two, the second year of the biennial budget. Agencies would come in with requests for adjustments and modifications because we had some extra dollars. And I would be able to look at their requests and then look at, well, you just told me these were your main goals. Now, I don't see how this request matches up with one of your main goals, so I'm not going to fund it. Now, this request, on the other hand, it does really match up with one of your main goals, and I see how it advances the cause, so I will fund that. So we used the performance measures that the agencies and their own kind of goals to help make budgetary decisions in amendments to the biennial budget. But now I'm really working with agencies over the course of the summer, not really kind of zero-based budgeting, but I want to see, I don't want to just take what we've done and then try to decide how much we should add or subtract to it based on how much revenue we have. I want you to tell me how what you are doing in each programmatic area advances the goals that you told me were the most important things about your agency. And if either they don't advance those goals because they're kind of unrelated to the goals, or you're doing things that, you know, they might be in the same ballpark, but they're not really succeeding, we're not moving the needle the right way, then that gives us ideas about ways we could hopefully redeploy resources to areas that will move the needle more toward the long-term goals that the council and, you know, and others are convinced is the right way for the state to go.
Now, is this helping to drive culture change within the organization?
It's starting to. I mean, I think there will not be a budget that has been as performance-driven as the budget that I will be introducing to the legislature this December. And I think people are kind of waking up to the notion. You know, in some ways, until you really link it to budget, people will wonder if you're serious or not. And so we're serious this time, and I think people are kind of waking up to that, and it's exciting.
That's fantastic. Now, in recent years, government interest in internal control and enhanced disclosure has obviously grown. Could you tell us about Virginia's efforts to ensure fiscal accountability and safeguard the Commonwealth's assets?
The management scorecard that I talked about earlier is driven not completely by that, but certainly that is one of its key functions. In those internal yardsticks that the management scorecard looks at, the financial controls and of agencies are looked at very carefully. We also have an auditor, who is involved with the agencies and oversight also by the legislature looking at agencies. And so there's quite a few eyes, looking at what we do to try to make sure that, we're not making mistakes or things aren't going awry. But certainly from an administrative management standpoint, the management scorecard really is trying to get at that issue of internal financial performance.
Now, earlier we talked a little bit about societal indicators. And though it's critical to link budget to performance, have you explored leveraging agency performance to make progress against the outcomes for those societal indicators reported on the Virginia Performs website? And if I may, using your No Wrong Door initiative, could you illustrate a direct link between societal-based indicators, state agency objectives, and the service area performance measures?
Complicated question. So using that as an example, we have a Department of State Government, the Department of Aging, that does what it says. It's working with local-based agencies all around the state to try to make sure that we're doing right by our elderly citizens. One of the agency goals that they have is putting programs in place that will increase the number of older Virginians who are able to live healthy, successful lives in their own homes, so to not have to go to nursing homes or assisted living facilities until really their health needs mandate that they do. So can we help people live healthily in their own homes longer in life? And that obviously has huge budgetary ramifications. It has ramifications for people's happiness and life expectancy.
Sure.
And so that is a goal of a particular agency that obviously ties into a real-world kind of a success set of success indicators. The No Wrong Door initiative is an initiative to try to kind of break through a lot of the silos that exist in state government so that if somebody who's a elderly citizen or a disabled adult accesses the social services network anywhere, that they're not just going to get served in a little way, but they're going to be able to get comprehensive services wherever, whatever door they come into, they're going to be able to get comprehensive services. We feel like that kind of a service model will help more people get the services they need, for example, to live healthily in their homes, which will make them happier, which will be budgetarily smart, which will increase Virginia's quality of life. So there's an example of how an agency's particular goal, you know, touches upon real world phenomenon, and a programmatic strategy, the No Wrong Door effort, which we would need to fund, can advance both the agency goal and the real world outcome that we want to see.
Great. And it also sounds like it brings you back to this theme of collaboration.
Absolutely.
In the sense that agencies need to collaborate together to provide a very positive experience for the citizens.
Right. We, we have a lot of different agencies in the social services world, you know, dealing with bits and pieces of people rather than the whole person. And so it's a whole person initiative.
It is a very complicated equation. Mm-hmm. What about governing in the 21st century? We will ask Virginia Governor Tim Kaine to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.